Taoiseach Simon Harris is in Brussels for the Council Summit. Trade with Israel, migration are on the agenda, and also in Brussels with Taoiseach is European Affairs Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill, who joins us on the line. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Anya.
Let's talk about this new advice that the government is getting from the Attorney General on the Occupied Territories Bill. But in terms of what you're picking up at the council there, does it look as if Ireland and Spain will have to go it alone on cutting trade ties with Israel?
Well, I think we're not at that stage yet. What we have is new advice, which will be presented to the cabinet next week, which comes because of the ICJ advisory opinion of July. That changes the international law context, which has previously prohibited us from moving ahead with the Occupied Territories Bill or something like that. Now, since the ICJ judgment, we are we have a different international law platform to stop encasing economic activity in areas that are occupied. And the Taoiseach made that point yesterday evening at a dinner with EU and Gulf leaders, and he will be making that today at the European Council meeting. He's also having a bilateral with Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, and I know he is discussing it with his Slovenian counterpart as well, all of whom are looking for ways to use the levers, the trade levers that are available to us and within international law to trade, right, to not trade with the areas in the occupied territories. So that's that. So we will be discussing that further with Spain and Slovenia to see what new international law platform there is for us to do something different, even if the EU won't even respond to the letter of the Taoiseach and the Prime Minister going back now to February at this point.
It's not even that they're not just not responding. We have Germany reaffirming its commitment to sell arms to Israel. Doesn't that completely undercut any idea of EU diplomacy here?
It is exceptionally problematic. And when you see last night, Giorgia Meloni from Italy saying that she was doing the opposite. And there is there are very different views around the European Council table to ours. There's no question about that. That doesn't mean, though, that the Taoiseach, Tánaiste and myself don't continually articulate the position of the Irish people, which is that we want to use every lever we can to stop this violence. There isn't consensus at the European table, but we do believe that we have found a different way because of the ICJ judgment, which would enable us to stop entrenching economic activity in areas that are occupied. Now, it's important to say that the Irish government already moved on this in certain ways. For example, we stopped our ICIF, our NTMA fund, investing in companies in that region. It's also important to say that the EU does label products coming from the occupied territories, but that's not enough. We have to use every lever that we can to stop this violence, to stop this war. And in Ireland, we are completely committed to international law. We call on Russia to comply with international law. We call on Israel to comply with international law. So we ourselves also have to comply with international law. And until the ICJ advisory opinion of July, we knew that we weren't in a position to progress the Occupied Territories Bill or something like that. We do believe now that the international law context has changed because of that judgment. And we believe that the attorney will present advices to the cabinet next week on what might be possible. It may not be the Occupied Territories Bill as currently drafted. There are certainly very significant issues within that, but there may be something similar or something equivalent that we can do in a slightly different way. And the Irish government will be pursuing that.
And the other issue that's on the council agenda, certainly a big issue that's on every council agenda these days, is migration. Italy has begun sending migrants to reception centres in Albania. Is this the model for the way the EU is going to be dealing with migration in future?
I don't believe so. I think at the moment that it certainly is, Italy is doing that, but I don't think that that's the proposals from Ursula von der Leyen at this point. And in fact, there isn't clarity really on what is being proposed, except that they are looking at attempting to find different ways of, within international law and within human rights constraints, finding a different way to manage migration in Europe. So we are yet to see what the detail of that might be. There are no concrete proposals on the table, including that Italian model, and we are waiting to hear more in relation to that.
And Giorgia Meloni doesn't just want to be sending migrants to Albania. She wants to extend deportations to Syria. She wants the EU to normalise relations with Bashar al-Assad. How is that consistent with human rights constraints and values?
Well, exactly. It's that might be a model that she has articulated, but that's not one that's on the table for the European Council or in front of the European Commission. And President von der Leyen has begun a process there to set out some different proposals, but we haven't seen the detail of that. And those proposals that you have mentioned are not on the table.
And won't be backed by Ireland at any stage?
Everything that Ireland does, as I said, on a different matter, is consistent with international law and is consistent with human rights practice. Okay. That is the essence of our foreign policy, and we are consistent on that on all things. Even where that proved difficult with the Occupied Territories Bill, we stick to that principle at all times. International law and a human rights focus. Those are the principles of Irish foreign policy.
Sinn Féin is going to nominate Mairead Farrell to replace Brian Stanley, who's now the independent chair of the Public Accounts Committee. It is normally a position that's in the gift of the opposition, so they have every right to do so, don't they?
It's always held by the opposition. It's never held by the government. That's absolutely true. And there's also an opposition vice chair, Catherine Murphy, who is a very effective member of the Public Accounts Committee and indeed chaired it for a period when I was a member of the Public Accounts Committee when Brian Stanley stepped back for a week or two for other reasons. I think the difficulty with Sinn Féin at the moment in the Oireachtas is that we are still unclear as to what is going on in terms of their child protection policies. It is becoming apparent that the young person at the centre of the text or the social media communications, it's still not even clear which.
But with that's their got Shannon nothing Bader. To do with Brian Stanley.
Well, it does, I'm afraid, because even in the last week, I mean, last week I was calling on Sinn Féin to make a proactive statement about all of the matters that were in front of them in relation to child protection. They declined to do that. And it's now this week that so much more has emerged. And yet more questions remain for the Oireachtas to determine, for example, what age was that child? What age was
the
child at the time of the messages?
I'm not asking about the case involving Senator O'Donnell at the moment. I'm asking about Brian Stanley, who is now the independent chair of the Public Accounts Committee, and he hasn't resigned as chair. So if he doesn't, does he have the right to stay on? Is he still the chair of the Public Accounts Committee
concerned? Yes, he is the chair of the Public Accounts Committee. And the reason that I'm highlighting the other issues is that it's Sinn Féin's desperate attempt to try to, as quickly as possible, move on from all issues to whitewash over it. And what I'm saying is that that is the exact wrong position to take in relation to the Oireachtas and in relation to the Irish public.
Does this matter, by the way, if the Dáil is to be dissolved soon? We're hearing, again, it's the lead from the Irish Times today, that Micheál Martin has opened the door to a pre-Christmas election.
So I think it matters no matter what, Áine, because we don't have a date for the election. And what we have is the conduct of the Oireachtas today. What we have is the conduct of the Oireachtas for the last couple of weeks. And indeed,
and
the Oireachtas last number
that,
of years.
That is widely expected to be running just a couple of days more, if not just a couple of weeks more.
But you would hold me, if I did something wrong, Áine, you would hold me to that standard, whether the Oireachtas was running for another 5 years or another 5 days, because that is the standard that we have in the Oireachtas, and you would correctly hold me to account. In the same way, what we have is an Oireachtas that has been misled as to the reasons for the leader, for the departure of the leader in the Shannon, and we still don't have the answers to that question. And it's really important, because the age of children participating in any sort of the consent is different in Northern Ireland and in Ireland, and whether those messages were sent from Dublin or from Belfast, and what the age of the child was at that time, and what the age of the child was when Sinn Féin found out about it, not when they did something about it, not when they reported just to BSNI or updated the Oireachtas. What they did when they found out about it first, and what age the child was when the messages were sent and from where, all of that really, really matters from a child protection perspective. And we don't have answers in relation to that. And you would hold me to account in that way correctly. And those are remaining questions for Sinn Féin, I'm very sorry to say.
Jennifer Carroll McNeill, Minister for European Affairs, thank you.